Welcome to Learn Repair Vedic Astrology, and today we're going to hear from a student and a teacher. Lauren is going to talk about our understanding of what this Mars and Rahu conjunction is, and she's going to read from something that's written about the what is a planetary war. And then we have the expertise of Narasimha Rao.
Thank you, Pearl. Hello, everyone. So the first thing I'm going to share is the definition of the Graha Yuda. So Graha Yuda is a planetary fight or war when two planets are within 1 degree of each other. They fight for dominance. The planet at the higher degree wins and draws energy from the losing planet. If the defeated planet is a malefic, he will be angry and want to harm. If the losing planet is a benefic, he will not be able to bring benefits promised. So in Narasimha Rao's video, he goes into a full explanation of this conjunction, this Mars-Rahu conjunction. And as Pearl said, she's going to share that link with you. But for some people, you know, they might feel that Narasimha's video might be just a little too far over the road, as Pearl says, for an understanding. So this is just a small introduction to this planetary conjunction. So the Mars-Rahu conjunction, which is happening at the moment, and they haven't met, they haven't come together yet, but they're getting closer to each other. And when there's two planets, you know, vying for I suppose the dominance in a space, there's always a challenge there. And with the Mars-Rahu conjunction, if it's touching off something in your chart, or if you meet someone where you experience this conjunction, you're going to feel it quite strongly. And for these two planets especially, they're very strong planets, challenging planets. So the other thing that's happening as well is Saturn has moved back to Capricorn. And what this can often mean is that we have to revisit a grief that still needs attending to. So some kind of sadness that we might have caused and that we need to clear up. And a remedy for this would be to be helpful to those around us, or certainly, you know, to those that we may have caused the grief to, including ourselves. And also other good remedies for the Mars-Rahu conjunction is to practice patience as much and as often as you can, along with kindness and support for yourself and the people around you. So I hope you get a chance to listen to Narasimha's video. It's a really good explanation of the conjunction, and Pearl will see you again soon. Thanks for listening.